Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Ayin, picking it up on the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. So we left off yesterday, a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and then we had one way of understanding that, machlokes Rava and Abaye, that qualified that the machlokes. First one is, we were just talking about Habal, that if a person goes and have a relationship, just a review of yesterday, it's like 20 lines up, that a person who has a relationship with his Orus in the house of his, in the fatherless house, so Rav says that the Vlad's a mamzer, Shmuel says the Vlad is a shtuki, it's a suffolk mamzer. And we had a machlokas Abaye and Rav about how we understand what that means. Now we see another way that we understand the machlokas. Yigid Amri, Bibaalel, Kule Alma lo pligi de basre di dei shadinan le. In a case where he had a relationship with her, with his Arusa, and he's not chashed of being with anyone else, and everybody agrees that we say that the kid is his kid. V'hachi itmai, and then this is what the machlokas is, Rav and Shmuel. Arusa she'ibra. If an Arusa, she becomes pregnant, and we don't know who's the papa. So in such a case, Rav Omer, Havlad Mamas, Havlad is Mamas. Shmuel Omer, Havlad Shtuki. It's a Suffolk Mamas. Omer Rava, Mestabin will say, Rav makes sense to say like Rav, the Lodamya Mine, Vidamya Me'oma. When does Rav say that it's a mamzer? He says when it's no, when we're not choshed them having a relationship together, but we are choshed of her being with other people outside of it, and that's going to be a mamzer. Beep, turn the page off. Ayin. Aval daima mine. But if there is a chshad that maybe she was with him, afakav the daima mi alma basrei didei shadinan lei. Even though she's also choshed of being with other people, still we say that this kid belongs to her fiancé. Amar Rava. Rava comes and he says, Minamil, how do I know this? The Ketanik who's learned in the Mishnah that said when you have a Kohen who has a relationship with the Bas Yisrael, when he's not allowed to, then Yolda Tochel, if she has a kid, she's allowed to have Truma. Because we say that it came from him. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Elam, the Dami, if you want to say that the Chashid of having a relationship with this Kohen, Flo Dami, Alma, should not Chashid be with other people. Svichel, the Mimit Tochel, do you have to even say that she has to eat? Of course she's going to be able to eat. Even if she never was chashed of being with anyone except for him, obviously, in such a case, then we're going to say, obviously, it's going to be his kid. El Alav, the Daimon Ami Malma, is talking about a case where she's also suspect of being with other people, and nonetheless, we still allow him to have it. Umahos, I'm just like over there. The Lahai Yisur, Lahai Yisura, or both of these are Usur, meaning the Kohen, and to be with somebody else. Where this woman is not allowed to be with either of them, and Basra Didei Shadin and Lein, right? Because she's, and we still say that it goes according to the Kohen. So, Hacha, over here in the case of the fiancé, the Lahai Sur Lahai Tera, where she's also to be to an outsider, but she's mutter to be to her fiancé, Lokoshkin, of course it's going to be, we can say that it's actually his. Kum to Chais, if there's a Cheshad that she was with both her husband and other people, then we say that it's the kid of the person that's her husband, but if she's not suspected of being with her husband, but is with other people, then what? That's going to be the case. It's going to be a mamzer. Amalei Abaye on the Ketani attack. Le'olam Emlach, really? No, I could say to you, that's not a riot. It's called Hechad Adami Me'alma. Whenever a case where this fiance woman, with this engaged woman, is chashed of being with other men, Afagav the Adami Me'alma, even if she is chashed of also being with this Arus, Amarav Vlad Mamzer, maybe he would say even in such a case, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. Rashi says on Ahmed Beis, where we just saw before, in Samach Testament Beis, that the Vlad Mamzer, Vade de Basar Ruba de Alma Shadina, we go according to the majority of the world, and therefore it came from another person. And our Mishnah is talking about the case, but the Lodai Meklal, where she's not Chashed at all to be with anybody. But if she would be Chashed of being with other people, then even if she's Chashed also with this husband, we can't say that she could have Truma, period. Next part of Mishnah, we said that an Eved Posel Mishum Bia, a Eved Kenani is going to passel a Kohenis from having Truma by being with her. Then the Mishnah continued and went on to another case that if you have the Eved Kenani, which is coming from a relationship or marriage of a Kohenis and a Yisrael, a Bas Kohen and Yisrael, then he's not going to passel her after the husband dies because he's not considered the kid. Now it says Gemara, my time out. Why is he considered like the kid? Amakra, the pasuk says, Ha'isha viladeha tihiyeh. This is talking about the kids of Shifcha Kenanis. That is, that the woman and her children belong to her. To the master. From which, what do we say? We say that the kids are the same level as she is, and the mama is a Shifcha Kenanis. So he's also considered Shifcha Kenanis, and therefore we don't say that he is related to grandmama over there. Next part of the mission says, Mamzer posel machil. A mamzer, a grandson who is a mamzer, is going to posel this Kohanis from having truma and will allow Israelis to have truma. Meaning, if it's a bas kohen, she's still considered married to Yisrael. That kid, she doesn't go back to her father's house. That kid keeps away from the father's house. And if it's if she's not a bas kohen, she's Israelis, she can continue eating truma based off the husband if this is the kid over here. Tanu Rabbanan. Basically, we say that the mamzer is really considered a straight up kid. We saw this earlier also in the Masechta. We see it again. Vizera ain la. And she has no children. Then she goes back to her father's house. If she's a bas kohen, she can have truma again. Which means to say that if she does have children, she's not allowed to go on. Ainly I only know that we're talking about it if it's her kids, meaning her direct child. But Zera Zara Minayin, how do we know that if it's the children of her children? Let's say her child died, but the children of her children also have that status and continue down the line. Talmud Lomar, if it's Zera Ein La, Mikol Makom, there's no offspring at all. Ein Li Ela Zera Kasher, I only know if it's Zera Kasher, Zera Pasim Minayin, Talmud Lomar, if it's Zera Ein La. Ayin La, which means to go and investigate over there to see if she has any sort of Zera at all. And if she does, then she retains the status of either connected to the Yisrael, or if she was a Bas Kohen, or connected to a Kohen, if she was a Bas Yisrael. So like tomorrow, Ayin Vafikta Zera Zera. What do you mean? How could you go and say the Zera Ayin La and use the Ayin as a drush of Ayin La? Vafikta Zera Zera. We already used that. We darshan from it to say the grandchildren, so it's are not mufni to be used for something else. It says Gemara Zera Zara Lo Itzukra. The grandchildren don't even need a pasuk because bnei batim are in kibatim. Grandchildren are like children. Ki Itzukra. What do you need it for? The Zera Pasul. If it's Zera Pasul, that is how we would need in order to show that they're considered Zera. Now, we had mentioned that if you have a kid that is the offspring of a mother that's Jewish, but the father is an Eved Kenani, that kid's a mamzer. Says Gemara, Amar Yish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, come on, who's that going like? Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Yesh Mamzer, Mechayv Lavin. Mamzer comes out of a relationship of Chayv Lavin. This is an Isra say to go ahead, and Isra Lav to be with this person. And according to Akiva, that is a mamzer. I feel it to Rabbanan, says, no, you can even say it to Rabbanan, don't say that. Why? Because, but Ovi Kochavim, the Eved Modu. They are masking by these two particular people that it's going to actually create a mamzer, even though it's just a lav. Normally, I wouldn't say that would be the case, but in this day I do. Says straight up that those particular circumstances, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. And last but not least, the Mishnah we said, Kohen Gadol Pa'amim Shaposel, where there are going to be times it is going to posel. Even if the grandson is a Kohen Gadol, times grandmama is still going to be posel from eating truma. Tanu Rabbanan, Hareini Kaparas ben Biti Kuza, Shemachileini Bitruma, Veini Kaparas ben Biti Keda, Shaposleini Minatruma. I should be a kapara for my daughter's son, who's a kuza, who's a shvacha kli. Rashi says kli katan, a small kli, klomer mamzer, shugarua. Nebuch is a mamzer, but why? Because I could still, shemachilini b'truma. It allows me to continue eating truma. Veni kapara, but I shouldn't be a kapara for my biti keda, which is a chashav on Rashi says kli chashav, klomer kohen gadol. Why? Because he passes me from eating truma. What's the case over here? There's a woman who's the Israelis. She marries a Kohen. She can now have kid. She can now eat truma based on the fact she's married to a Kohen. They have a kid. That kid, let's say it's a girl, and now that girl goes and has a relationship with a guy, and then they have a kid, and that son is known as a mamzer. Now, if then, let's say, the daughter, the kid that she had, the original woman, we'll call her woman number one, who married the Kohen, and now the kid that they had ends up dying, that mamzer is going to still allow her to eat truma because it's a zera of her husband, the Kohen. But what happens then? Let's say that original woman goes and marries the Yisrael, so she can't have truma anymore. And now they end up having a daughter. The daughter marries a Kohen, and then they give birth to a boy, and that boy becomes a Kohen Gadol. That daughter now she had from the second husband goes and ends up dying. So she's going to be pasul from eating truma from the Kohen Gadol, who is the Zera of the relationship with the Yisrael. So what do we see? That her grandson was a mamzer, a ladder of truma. The grandson of a Kohen Gadol, her grandson's a Kohen Gadol, passes her from having truma. Hajan Allah Almana and the la la eh and the la la oh and the lady and the lady and the lady do do do. Okay, my friends, you know what I'm gonna give such sin Hajj Khamana. Let's go back quickly. Some of to be Hajj and we'll move on to the next parak. We started in the beginning of the parak, said I'm on the coin, God the Gush is a coin head, yo. Another BOT. Let's go back to what we were talking about. The next Mishnah, the next parak.
Zuck, the first Mishnah in the seventh parak. Ha'orel, that's someone who didn't have a bris mila. Rashi says, you know, the case where his brothers died during mila, so therefore he doesn't do mila. V'chola, and we're talking about a kohen here. V'chola tameim, and someone who's a kohen is a tame, lo yochel b'truma, they can't eat truma. They're not usher to eat truma, they're just, apologies. They are usher to eat truma, not eat truma. But the next part, Nesheim v'avdeim, yochel b'truma, they're allowed to go ahead and they can eat truma. See, there's no actual problem here. If they get a mila, then they're done. They just can't get it for some reason. It's an andra issue over here. Nesheim v'avdeim, they become tahor, they can eat it. Nesheim v'avdeim, yochel b'truma, they can eat truma. But tzu adaka, ukrish shuvcha, that's talking about somebody who is, as we're gonna see in a few blot, the Ayin Hay is going to go more in depth about these ideas. But tzu adaka, someone's crushed testicles, and ukrish shuvcha is someone who, it got cut. Hain v'avdeim yochu, they and their slaves are allowed to have truma. With a shame loyichu, but their wives are not allowed because they're not really even allowed to be married. Loyichu, but they're not married these people, and therefore the wives are not allowed to go need it. V'im lo yada mishanasa p'tzuadako kushavcha. But let's say they were married already, and then they didn't yada from lashon of adam yada schavi ishto, and those they weren't baalam afterwards. Then and they already did nisuin. They're allowed to harelu yochelu. They're allowed to continue eating truma. As long as they don't have a relationship, because when they have a relationship, she becomes a chalala. Now, the Ezo Psu Adaka, what's called a Psu Adaka, it's cross called Shenif, so a Beit Simshal, anyone whose testicles got ruined, got messed up. Again, it's going to go in depth. I feel like it's only one of them. Someone got a cut, got his shmandra cut. Kol shenichus a gid, it's talking about that the actual gid got cut. But from the atar, from the crown and down, away from the body, even the drop is left, then you're fine. Then it's considered kosher, because that part is not considered the actual shmandrak itself. It's called like the fleshy substance. But from there, going towards the body, that's a problem. That is problematic. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Minayin La'orel, Shein Ochel B'Truma. How do you know an Orel, an uncircumcised Kohen, can't eat Truma? Namar Toshav V'Sachar B'Pesach. It says Toshav V'Sachar B'Pesach, Minamar Toshav V'Sachar B'Truma. It says also Loshim Toshav B'Truma. Make Xer Shava, Matosh of Sachar and Pesach, Oral Aserbo, just like a Tosh of Sachar, Aser by Pesach, if it's an Oral, half Tosh of Sachar and Betruma, Oral Aserbo, it's going to be Aser. And Bekiva Omer says, you don't have to learn this Xer Shava, because I read Omer, the Pusuk says, Ish, Ish. For the full Pusuk is that Ish, Ish, Mizera Aron, Hutsarua, Ozav, Bekachim, Lo Yocho, Adashay Yitar, Venoge, Bechotmi Nefesh, O Isha Sher. So, says Gemara, the Rabbi Sa'aral, when it says Ish, Ish, the double Lashon of Ish, and then another Ish, that's coming to include, an Arel is not allowed to go ahead and have, is not allowed to have Truma. Rashi explains, we're talking about, even though it says the word Kodesh over there, Kodesh really is talking about Kachim, over here it can't be talking about Kachim, because it's talking about the fact that it's mutter to have it at nighttime after the mikvah. But we know that if it was kachim, you have to wait till the next day. So the rabbi said, "Arl, let's talk about an arl." Amar mar, Rabbi Elazar Omer, never kachim, never toshav b'sachir b'pesach. It says it by Pesach, never toshav b'sachir b'truma. Ma toshav b'sachir b'pesach arl asibo. After toshav b'amir b'truma arl pasibo. Mufne. It is free to be learned from. In other words, it's not that we have that these words are used up in a way that it can be learned something else from. Rather, it's open for the taking to be able to make a gzeir shav. Because if not, that nikla mifrach, you could have asked a kash on the gzeir shav instead of mala pesach. By pesach, sheken chayim alam yishem pigel v'noser v'tameh. We know there's an isser of these three things. Pigel, noser, and tameh. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to say it to also by us. It doesn't make sense to say those things. Pigol means rejected, and that's if a person, when they're doing one of the, when they're involved in karbanos, what they do is they go ahead and they had in mind to eat the meat or to burn it, the parts have to be burnt after the zman that it's supposed to be burnt. So that's called pigol. No sars if it's left over past the zman that it can be eaten. And then you have a case of tummy. So we know that by the Pesach, you have these three things. Truma doesn't have any of these things, in which case you really wouldn't be able to learn one from the other.
Right, so we say only by the Pesach, then you're going to go ahead and say that it's a problem. But when it comes to Truma, it wouldn't be a problem. But the bottom line is, it is Mufta, therefore we go ahead and we still learn out from it. Correct. It is open and ripe for the picking to make Gzer Shava. Says Gemara, hey Mufta, which one of them was free? In other words, was not used, didn't have to be written, because it was written in two different places, by Truma and by Pesach. So which one didn't have to be written? Either Truma, if you want to say that's the Truma one that wasn't written. So Mitzrach Tzrichi. If you want to say that it's the Truma one, where it says Tzrich 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 Truma, then I'll say the Mitzrach Tzrichi, no, it actually is needed to have that. But it's not Mufti. The Tanya, let's say the Braisa. Toshav Zekanoi Kinyan Olam. A Toshav is talking about an Evid Ivri who decides to do Nirtza, you know, where they put their ear against the wall and they do the drill the thing through. So he's not really considered Kinyon Kaspo, that we know that there's something that belongs to the Kohen himself that is allowed to eat Truma. That's a Evid Kanani. But by an Evid Ivri, which is a Toshav, that's a Kinyon Olam, he's not allowed to go out and eat from the Truma. Sachir Zekana Kinyon Shanim. And Olam, by the way, means until Yovel. But, until the 50th year, but that's the lashon of the pasuk. Then we have Sachir is a Kinyan Shanim. That means it's even less than Toshav, that's only for a few years. And he's also not allowed to have Terumah. Vayomer, Toshav, Va'al Yomer, Sachir. Why don't we just say Toshav, which is longer, and don't say Sachir? Va'al Yomer, I'll figure out. Kana Kinyan, Olam in Yochel, these guys there for a while, forever, quote unquote, forever. And it's still doesn't eat, then Kona Kinyan Shanim will call. Again, of course, if it's only for a few years, that he's not going to eat. Says the Gemara, Ilu Kain, if I would have just said that, would have just been to Toshav, then I would have misunderstood what Toshav meant. You see, Omer, Toshav Zek, Kona Kinyan Shanim. I mean, somebody who was Kona first for years. Ava Kona Kinyan Olam, if it would be Olam, then Ochel, then Taki would be able to eat. So, Pa Sachir, Velimino Toshav. Therefore, bring a Sachir to show you that Toshav isn't Sachir. Toshav doesn't mean years, it means the Olam. And the Sachir means that. And so, Ava Pisha, Kona Kinyan Olam, ain't Ochel. And even though it's for Eva, he still doesn't eat. But at the end of the day, we see, it's not mufti. It's actually necessary in order to be used. So Ella, the Pesach mufti. It must be that the Pesach one, where it says Toshav v'sachir, by that's what it means. That was when it was open. Hi, Toshav v'sachir, the Kosev Rechman of a Pesach, my nihu. What was it? What's it talking about? Inim but Toshav v'sachir mamish. If you want to say that it's talking about straight up a nirsa matziv, or for a few years, we were talking about yidin. Shouldn't have a Toshav v'sachir if they leave me Pesach. You tell me they're going to be potter for Pesach is that? For Kaimel and Gabi Truma, we know when it comes to Truma, the lo achil. They're not able to eat Truma if they belong to a Kohen. Beep, turn the page, item of base. Alma, lo kani le rabbi. It must be that the Rav, the master, is not really Kohen of them. So if it's not Kohen of them, and they actually retain who they are, so then Hachanami, lo kani le rabbi, here too, the Rav doesn't acquire them. Therefore, they have to go ahead and eat Pesach, says Rashi, gufi le rabbi, lo kani gufi le rabbi.
So the fact that those words are there, it must be that they're open and ready to be expounded upon. Now, we didn't go into explaining the details of this, but there's different types of making gezeirah shavas. So sometimes mufti means it's mufti mishnei tzadim. Sometimes mufti means it's mufti from one side. If it's a mishnei tzadim, then it's rock hard, ironclad, unbreakable. But if it's open on one side, like we have in this case, it's mufti in one side, but it's not mufti in the other, so then we can start to have some sort of catches. Says the Gemara, Vakati mufti mitzad echad hu. That's what it is. Rashamin alay, Rabbi Eliezer, Damar. We know that Rabbi Eliezer says, mufti mitzad echad, lemeidin umoshivin. When it's open on one side, you could learn from it, but you could also attack it. And here the attack would be, so you can't learn one from the other. You know why? Because you can't learn from Pesach, because Pesach, which is what we're trying to do here, saying that it's open, because Pesach is more machmir. Right? Why is more machmir? Because of the fact that we know that we have the issues of pigel, nosar, and tuma, which doesn't apply to truma. Says Gemara, kevan de la gufe lo tzarech, shadi chad alamed, shadi chad amalamed. Then, vahavale gzer shavah mufta mishnei tzadim. Since we don't need those words for themselves at all, they're not necessary, they're extra in the pasuk by Pesach. So what we do is we take one of them and we use it, alamed, and the other one, amalamed, that was going to learn to, and the other one to learn from. Then that ends up being gzer shavah mufti from both sides. One of them is being used in order to, is for the truma pasuk,
which is going to be receiving the right to Gezeirah Shava Shtekel, and the other one for the Pesach, which is going to be teaching. So now we have this totally extra words that are used to hyperlink the two together, and now you're good to go. So let's take that a little further, says Gemara. I ma Pesach onen aserbo, av truma onen aserbo. So do you want to say that, well, we've linked them, so we know that by Karban Pesach, an onen, someone just lost a loved one, and they're not allowed to go ahead and eat the Karban Pesach. So do we see even truma also an onen doesn't take from that? Amar b'yosi b'chanina, amar kra v'chol zar. Zarus amarti, only amarti l'chavol anina. It's only by Zarus. Only a non-Kohen is allowed to, but an Onin is allowed to. So, Ema V'lo Arelus. Maybe we should say that, maybe the drasha we should make is to say, and only a Zar is going to be Aser from it, and not a Arelus, and maybe an Onin Taka would be Aser. Says no, because the Pasuk says, Haksiv Toshav V'sachir. Don't come and try to tell me that we should go and learn out that a person who doesn't have a bris should be allowed to eat Truma, because we already have it. It says Toshav V'sachir, which is telling us, to make Gezeirah Shavah to Pesach. We know by Pesach an Aral can't have it. So therefore by Truma also, he's not allowed to go ahead and have it. So then what we're learning it for is telling us that an Onin is allowed to have Truma. So Gemara, okay, I understand. It was open to go either way. Ma Rois, why is it that you decided to see, why do you want to say that the Gezeirah Shavah is going to Aser, someone who didn't have a bris from having Truma, and then the Pasuk, Chol Zarus is coming to allow an Onin, why don't we flip it and say the Gezeirah Shavah is coming to Aser an Onin from having Truma, but when it says Chol Zar, then it's going to say that it's going to be Mutter to have Mila. So it's going to be Mestabre Arelus Havale Lerabuye. Makes sense to go ahead and to include not being circumcised would be Aser. How come? Shekain, Maisim, Krusim, Bedavra, Aved. Because it takes much more to get it out of that issue. A person is an onin, time passes and he's out. But when it comes to a person of a bris, mechuser maisa, he's lacking a maisa of doing a mila, umaisa begufo, and also something has to be done to his body or to help him out. Ve'onish karis, and a person who doesn't do mila is chayev karis. Ve'esh no lefnei dibor, and this is something that was around before Ara Sinai. And another step is umilas zechar v'avodim akeves. If he has sons or if he has avodim that they themselves don't have a mila, they also are going to be aser to bring the Karban Pesach. So it makes sense to include that as the thing which is going to be aser. Says Gemara, adarava aninas havali l'rabbi. You should include aninas because that's more machmer. Shekein yeshlo b'chol shah, because that's at every single time, right? It doesn't matter when you have any one of the Zion crow from die. And except for it happens more than one time. But by a relus, that's only a one-time shtickle. Right? You go, you do mila, and you're done. But a ninus could happen over and over and over again. Father, mother, son, brother, husband, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. And those things could happen one after the other. But it applies to men and women. And he's not able to go out and be misakin himself. Right, an onen can't do anything to now say that he could have kachim. But a person who doesn't have mila, he himself can go ahead and just do the mila and he's good to go. So what do we do? Now we're pretty much at a stalemate. Answer the Gemara, classic answer, hanach nefishan. Well, one beat out the other. When it comes to the idea of a realist, there's more things that come up than by aninus. Therefore, it makes sense to go ahead and to use a gzeir shav to aser a person who didn't have mila as opposed to an onein. Rava gives another answer why we should include mila and not aninos. This is below hanach nefishin, even without that idea, even if that wouldn't be the case. Nami lo matzisamet, you still wouldn't say that we should say that this is talking about to aser an onein from having truma. Shavkinan arelus dechsev begufe de pesach, ve'alfinan aninos de pesach. The pesach gufe memaiser gaminan. Doesn't make sense. You're going to go and you're going to leave over a Shavkinan Arelus. You're going to leave that one on the side and say we're talking about Aninus. Shavkinan Arelus, it's written straight up explicitly by Pesach, and we learn, and you want to instead go and go with Aninus from Pesach, which we don't even have that written explicitly. The Pesach Gufi Meiser Gaminan. How do we know that an Onin doesn't have doesn't need Karban Pesach? They learn from a Kal V'Chomer of Meiser. So if you learn from Kal V'Chomer, and then you want to say, then let me extend that to a Gezeirah Shavah, it makes more sense to take the thing which is written explicitly, and that would be Arelus by Pesach.
Says the Gemara, okay, but let's extend this a little more. Ima Pesach, we know by Karm Pesach, Mila Sechar Vavadu Mekeves, it's an ikov if I have avadim or I have children that they are not mal, then I can't have the Karm Pesach either. So Avchuma Mila Sechar Vavadu Mekeves, you want to say that also? I mean, let's play this little Gzeir Shava game. Says Gemara, no, Amar Kra, Umalta Oso, Az Yochel Bo. The pasuk says, pretty straightforward, that you have to go and circumcise him, meaning your Eved, and then you can go and eat it. Mila Sechar Vavadov Ma'keves Bo Mila Chol Pesach. Vei Mila Sechar Vavadov Ma'keves Betruma, because it said it straight up over there. It says Gemara, Ihachi, if this is really true, you want to say that this words over here, when it says, Ma'keves Bo, is locking it off and not allowing it to shift over to the Truma Pasuk. So Ema, so let's say, V'chol Oral Lo Yochol Bo. It says Karm Pesach that an Oral can't eat it. Boino ochel, aval ochel ubetruma. It sounds like you would be able to have a truma. This is the Gemara for that. Haksiv toshav asachir. Now that goes and links the two, so we make it the gzeir shava. So back to our question, Marois, why are you saying that we're locking off one idea and extending another, as opposed to locking off the opposite case? Why are we locking off mila and saying it's only applying over here and not extending into truma, but we're going to extend? Meaning Mila is extended to Truma when it comes to the Avadim, but all of a sudden we do extend it when it comes to back to a person in the Aril himself. Why don't we do the opposite? It says Gemara, Mistabra Arielus to Gufe Havali Rabuye. It makes sense to extend the Arielus of your own personal body. Shekem Maisa Begufo, it's your own body. V'anus Karis, Anus is Karis. It says Gemara, Adarabba, Milas Zachar Vavadav Havali Rabuye should include it. Shekem Yesh Bechol Shah, because that exists at all times. Meaning there's more than just his own son. You could have another son, another son, another son. It says Gemara, Hana. The first one ends up being more, so therefore that's where we're going to extend that one and not the other one. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continue with another answer to this Bezer Hashem tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.